people of Earth, the following podcast is not real. And I hear you. You're thinking, after last week's gem of an episode with that captivating haunted house, will everything that follows fail to entertain me? And the answer is probably. But at least we seem to be 2 weeks out from my having any of those strange lapses of consciousness. Oh, you've got to be kidding. At least my timing is on point.
We have an emergency. It's Tim Sniffin.
We can't stop Tim Sniffin.
Consciousness regained. Is this somehow triggered by exposure to subpar audio entertainment? This never happens when I'm around Mission to Zix. Further research required. In the meantime, sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know.
Did what? You just say you're Arnie Niekamp?
Yeah, I'm Arnie Niekamp. I host this podcast.
I am the Metal Fox, greatest warrior of the Halsteadians, and I come to challenge you.
Whoa, hey, haha. Hey, bud, look, first of all, you sound very interesting. We already have some guest book for this episode, so we have a little bit of... We can put you on the short list if you want to be on the podcast.
Stay still.
Whoa, hey, hold on. Hey, Metal Fox. Look, I gotta say, I'm a little bit new to this being greatest warrior in Foon thing, so...
How are you dodging all my advances?
Oh, I'm sorry. I just keep slipping on the soup on the floor. Oh, haha, it's slippery. It's slippery around here. Do I look impressive, though? Do I look... Can I get some honest feedback? Do I look like I know what I'm doing?
Why aren't you fighting me?
I'm trying.
Fight back!
Isn't there any kind of, like, foreplay in this process?
Oh,
shit. He just slipped on soup and impaled himself on that chair. We gotta get rid of that sharp chair.
I love the sharp chair. It's my favorite place to sit.
Usador, this big, tough Metal Fox guy came in here, tried to kill me, and you just stood there watching.
Yes, Arnie. Ever since you defeated Arnor, you are now the greatest warrior in Foon, and now you must defend that title. And every upstart warrior shall attempt to destroy you.
Okay, great.
And I can't interfere. It's not my bullshit.
I mean, I like the title, but do I need the extra work? Probably not.
I mean, you could use any work, frankly.
I suppose that's true. Anyway, speaking of my day gig... Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. If you've never listened to podcasts before, this is everything you need to know. 7.5 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift.
What
use that
the
to upload this podcast.
Fuck?
Recorded here in the tavern, the strange familiar, in the town of Nibblebottom, in the base of the unnameable mountain, in the magical land of Foon.
Arnie, that was incredible. You're confident. Something shifted.
I know. I think it's the adrenaline from repeatedly almost being killed and also from being victorious. I think being victorious looks good on me.
I think we could finish this episode in upwards of 15 minutes.
Well, here's the thing. Get ready for something that's going to slow this episode down. I am joined, as always, by my co-host, Usador, the dead ghost.
I was Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights.
Oh, no.
Usador. Devourer of chaos. Champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves knew me as Fiangyaluk. The dwarves knew me as Zonin and Hookstengis. And I was known in the northeast as Gasmoenius Maestar. And there are other secret names that now I have passed into the great beyond. You shall never learn. Whew. Oh, that was a...
Usador, we've been talking about this. You've got to stop drinking while you're introducing yourself.
Arnie nailing his intro, Usador fucking up his. Is today opposite day?
I don't know. The question is, what does that mean for my other co-host, Chunt the Talking Badger?
Bing blong.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, bungy.
Damn it. Fuck.
I like those. Oh yeah, Blongy?
Yeah, it's not too shabby.
Time to print up new shirts.
Hey, Arnie, are you going to be using this metal fox helmet?
No.
It's like a metal helmet with a fox opening its mouth and that's where the face goes. This is
that's
cool as shit.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Can I have it?
I guess so. Like, when there's a dead body, I'm not into, like, taking all their stuff and claiming it as my own. Like, you do that? No judgment. That's just not a me thing.
Well, I mean, conveniently, when he slipped on soup and impaled himself on this very sharp chair, his coin all stacked up in a pile next to him, his blade fell at his side, and his helmet popped off, so I think it's insane not to grab the stuff.
I know. It's almost, yeah.
I mean, it's got the stats of the stuff all written right there on it, too.
Yeah, exactly. If I had to dig through his pockets, maybe that'd be weird, but it just kind of stacked up conveniently.
I guess that's true. All right. Is there something good over here for me? Let me see here. Oh, pretty weak shield. I already have this good shield that you made me.
Oh, Arnie, he has a cursed journal.
Ooh.
Oh.
Ooh.
Is that fun?
I don't know. Isn't reading already its own curse?
Arnie, every day for the next year, you could read one page on the podcast.
Okay, here's why. I'm going to read one page.
Look, everyone, a length of rope.
Ooh.
This journal says, I'm about to walk into the tavern, the strange familiar in the town of Nibblebottom. There's no question I will be victorious against Arnie, the greatest warrior in food. Like, he didn't fucking write that right before he came into the tavern. That's just not realistic.
Maybe it's cursed in terms of the journal writes itself.
2 feet of rope. I get 6 more of these and we got a rope.
All right, guys, enough fucking around. We got to get to the real work, the podcast.
Wait, Arnie, should I upgrade to leather boots?
I don't know. What time of year is it time to upgrade to leather boots? I can never keep track of that.
Okay, there's a saying for this. You sort of help me out. Whether the weather be leather or whether the weather be boots.
Whether the leather be weather or whether the leather be boots. Never forget, what is best is the greatest, and then you find yourself in cahoots.
That's right, yeah.
Whether the weather be leather, whether
Arnie,
the weather
don't,
be
Arnie,
boots.
Don't.
You're embarrassing yourself.
Arnie, you did
as
so well
as long as you're dancing together,
Arnie, no.
You are the folks
no.
in cahoots.
No,
sweetie,
stop
no.
it. Sweetie, introduce no. the guests.
Oh, good. Oh, honey.
All right, I'll stick to being a big, tough guy.
Ugh.
All right, anyway, I'm very excited. We have 2 guests this week. They're a couple of crab people, and I've not met crab people before. What? Oh, I'm so sorry.
Was that Usador?
Yeah, Usador, have you been drinking again?
No. You should.
Oh, it's coming from under the table.
Yes.
Whoa. Oh.
Under the table.
Under the table. We are able. Under the table.
Wow. This is a little song about under the table. That's so fun. Let's Arnie, why don't you invite them up onto the table so we can interview them?
Yeah, everything's better. I'm a table setter. Come on up here.
Okay.
So you are crab people. Why don't you go ahead and introduce
folk.
Yourselves?
Crab folk.
Oh,
folk. Crab folk. You anthropocentric putts.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Sorry, that was one of my children.
He can't speak yet. Does yowps.
Yes. Why don't you two, what are your names?
I'm Lakinta.
I'm Qantas.
Mm-hmm. So oh. nice to see you. It's just good to just chat with someone fresh, because me and Qantas, oh my God.
Fresh, that's a joke, because we're from seawater, which is not fresh water.
Well, I was trying to dazzle them, but then if you explain it, that means it wasn't a good joke, Qantas.
Oh, no, I explain everything.
Arnie, you can tell there are a couple.
Yeah, it's true. So, I might be wrong. My Foonish geography is not the best, but we're not super close to an ocean right now. What brings you to Nibblebottom?
Well, we're seawater traders.
Mm-hmm.
So we take our seawater, we put it in little kind of containers, and we go across Foon trading it for goods and services.
Oh.
People need water. People need water here, and it's just everyone's dry. Dry as bones. And it's amazing what you can get for just a little bit of seawater.
Nothing wets you up better than seawater, that's what I say.
What do people do with seawater?
Gargle.
Gargle, yeah. Wash, take a salty sip. The possibilities are endless. Or just those 3.
Broth.
I have to drink a fair amount of seawater from time to time to keep all of the animals that live in my stomach alive.
And Arnie, have I never introduced you to some of my famous seawater taffy?
No.
Would you like some now?
Maybe.
It sounds like I'll wait.
Want some more seawater for your confections?
Oh, yeah, actually, I am running low. Let's see. So you did say you trade. So what do I have that interests you?
Goods and services. We're open.
We're open to both. Looking at what you're wearing, I hate all of it, so I want nothing to do with any of that. But perhaps there's something you could do.
You even hate that beautiful silver fox helmet that he just acquired? It's so ornate. I think it must be worth quite a fortune.
Well, a little showy for me. That's what it is. And as a creature with a shell, you know, a helmet is really a hat on a hat in a way.
Yeah, my dear lady wife is as utilitarian as the day is long.
Thank you, my love.
Oh, so you've got someone who wear against people who wear a hat under their other hat?
Under the hat.
Under the hat. I'm too scared. Qantas, I don't like it. Too many hats.
So now I'm so sorry. You mentioned that you two seem to be a married couple. Is that true?
Married as the day is long.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, what is it now? 4,097 sons, I would say.
Oh, that's quite a while.
That's a lot of children.
I was going to guess 24 hours because that's how long a day is. I guess I misunderstood your expression.
Well, you know, one sun per galaxy, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So if you travel through 4,000 different galaxies, that's how long we've been married.
But you said married as the day is long, and to me the day is 24 hours.
Oh, and if you solve my riddle, you'll get some seawater.
We gotta solve this riddle.
Oh, no.
Classic Qantas.
Let's save that for another podcast.
He's always roping you in, anything to move this seawater. And that's what I love about him, after all these sons.
A man. Did I solve it?
You know what? I'll be honest. I didn't have an answer, so that seems like Usador. I'll be honest, it seemed like you were enthusiastic about it, so here, have some seawater.
You can't just give away the seawater to people with enthusiasm.
Woman, I can do what I want with the seawater.
I don't want to cause a rift here. Please, take the seawater back. I'll find something to trade with you. I'll get some seawater later.
Thank you.
I still need to settle my debt with you for my vial of seawater. How about I will tell off one person of your choosing?
Oh, choose Arnie.
Ooh. What do you think, Qantas? Could we really use that?
Our own personal insulter? I like it. Think about this. You're out there in the sea, and a pirate comes along and
absolutely
kicks you in the shell.
Filth.
What are we going to do? We can't fight a pirate, but we can sick chunt here on him and tell him to make fun of his eye patch or some shit.
Yes.
I like this. I'll redeem this. Now you need to write on this tablet, serving as a sort of coupon.
Okay.
And then when we meet again, when there's someone to tell off, we'll do the action.
Oh, I was going to ask him to come along with us until his debt is paid.
That's another option. But then we end up with so many mouths to feed when we do that, Qantas.
And I'm a hungry boy.
I don't need another hungry boy.
Qantas, La Quinta, do you mind? How did you two meet?
It's a funny story.
Oh, good.
I was a young crabling.
I was stuck in a whale's stomach.
Ooh.
Oh.
You know, just living my life. You know what gets in there? Little puppet boys and old men, foxes.
Yes.
You would think that much like every other stomach, there'd be acid and it would just dissolve everything that's in there, right?
Yeah.
Not a whale stomach.
No, a whale stomach, a lot like yours, Usador. It's really just about collecting company. Creatures, friendships.
Exactly.
Isidore, do you got any whale in you? Like, are you part whale?
Well, I don't want to brag, but if you go back through, you know, my heritage, I was brought into this world by a conspiracy of bird and rains and wind and fire and squirrels and even aquatic sea creatures like whales and narwhals that insisted there must be a champion to defend all of Foon. So yeah, I got a little whale in me.
Look, we've all heard that pickup line. Do you have any whale in you? Would you like some?
And trust me, the answer is no.
No.
Unless it's Brendan Fraser. So here's my question. You're living inside this whale. You're just a young single crab palling around with your buddies, a puppet and a very old man and a fox, I think. How, when you met La Quinta, you know, how did that all change?
Well, one day I'm just living my life in this. I you know, once you're there for a couple suns, right? And honestly, you're just estimating when you're inside a whale.
Right. Sure, you don't know how many suns there are. You have no idea.
You accept it, right? Have you ever heard that the old dabda?
The old dabda?
Yeah, yeah. Depression, anger,
bargaining.
Oh boy, that's. And honestly, most of my life with the seawater trading is stuck at the B part of Dabda.
You've been bargaining for life. Mm-hmm. But can I just say, what? I'll tell you. I was ready to be a single crab for my whole life. I said, I don't need a man. I love the water. I love my time. And then I'm just floating, honey. I'm just in the water. I'm having a float. And I hear music. I hear this music. And I can't see. For the life of me, I don't know where it's coming from. And there's a whale. And I suddenly realize the sound is coming from inside the whale. The sound is coming from inside the whale.
The sound is coming from inside the whale. You've heard that famous phrase before.
So you were streaming music inside the whale.
Yes, I played the rivulets.
Oh, wonderful. Yes.
With my crabby legs. You know, you can play the water as if it were a lute.
Mm-hmm. Oh, very impressive.
I said, I must know the source of that sound. So I just went around the rear of the whale. I scooted right inside, and I just got closer and closer and closer to that sound until I met Qantas.
You would be surprised, or perhaps not, at how big a whale's rectum is.
It's big enough for a little crab like me.
Oh, yes, plenty big.
You know what? Sometimes you got to go through a whale's rectum, and you just got to trust you're going to find something great on the other side.
Arnie, stop it with the pickup lines. We need to take a break.
I just have this book. I have this book of whale pickup lines. I spent three gold on it, and I'm going to use it.
I know. A book of oceanic pickup lines called Part of Your World. I don't want to hear any more of it.
So, you know, I'm just really enjoying how in love you two seem to be.
Me and Chunt?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I've got a bad habit of not looking directly who I'm talking to.
I'm sorry. Arnie, were you talking to the guests or were you talking to me and Chunt?
I was talking to the guests.
Or talking to me and Usador.
Oh, well, you know what? I hate to say it. I don't want to cause trouble. I do sense there's something between you two.
Arnie, why won't you look the guests in the eyes on the sides of their head?
It's hard. I can look at one eye at a time. I can't make eye contact with both at the same time.
It's okay. It's okay, Chunt. You know, it often seems like we're judging because of our natural side eye. So I can understand. I can understand that there's a little bit of intimidation there, but we're just, you know what keeps our love strong after all these years? It's the work. It's the work. It's the travel.
Yeah.
We have, I mean, how many lands have we been to at this point?
Over 17 suns worth of lands.
My God.
Wow. That's a lot of miles.
I mean, that keeps it fresh. The stories never stop. The memories keep churning. And that's what it's all about.
That's beautiful. You know, because no offense, I wouldn't have thought that you would progress forward. I just assume it was a lot of like lateral movement.
Wow.
Okay.
This from Chunt.
Wow.
I expected this from the humans or the ghosts.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. But from you.
I'm sorry. And I want to apologize. During the break, I went and grabbed. I shouldn't say.
Say it, Chunt.
Spit it out.
I grabbed a pot. I don't know what came over me. I grabbed a big pot and I filled it with corn, potatoes, and Dewey sausage.
Ooh, I should get right in there.
No.
Let me get in there. I'm getting in there. Yeah, I'm getting in here. Oh, this feels good.
We got ourselves a wizard boil.
Ooh. Ooh.
Oh, no.
What do you mean Dewey sausage?
And Dewey.
Dewey? And that's where
you
would say,
Dewey. Dewey sausage? I would say, sure.
Dewey sausage from time to time.
It smells great in here.
Usador, do you mind if I light a little flame under you?
Yeah, no, go ahead.
Gay love looking common. And you should say...
Oh, you know what? It's not magic appreciation.
What?
Month anymore. Yeah.
Oh, fuck me.
Oh. Yeah, no, it's... I don't know what month is after the month and a half long magic appreciation month.
Oh, I think it's crab appreciation week.
Oh.
I love that.
That's great timing.
I was going to say, where we're from, it's called... It's called Stench Month.
Stench Month?
Yes. There's always a stench. And you have to acknowledge it. Because if you don't, you'll go mad.
Oh. Well, if there's always a stench, then how do you celebrate Stench Month? Is it you finally acknowledge it, or you...
So you're mad most of the year. It's a non-Euclidean stench.
Wait, Euclidean? Euclidean.
Oh, I had no idea. Euclid.
But we still haven't answered it, do we, Sausage?
Well, I just want to say I'm not great at math, so I always have a little bit of trouble finding the Euclid.
Oh, Arnie.
You've got to get rid of that book.
Arnie, would you like it? I'll take the book off your hands if you wanted some seawater, just to get it away from you.
Arnie, take that deal. Please take that deal.
No, I'm only like a third of the way through this book.
Are you sure that book's not cursed? And the journal, it's just a normal journal, and you have a cursed pickup line book?
Ooh.
Why do I keep getting cursed books?
You remind me of one of my youngest. Constantly attracting curses, witches, general vibes. And I could just see that about you. You attract negativity.
Maybe I do. What do you say to your assorted children when they get into trouble?
Oh, it's just curse that gets into trouble. Q-U-R-S-E.
Yes.
The rest are just beautiful geniuses. But curse is a ragamuffin, a scallywag.
Well, you know, Qantas is the tough one. You know, you are the bad cop. And what do you say to kind of keep curse in the straight and narrow? Because he's really turning things around.
Truly a redundant phrase.
Straight and narrow?
No, bad cop. Truly redundant.
Okay. Uh-huh. Accurate.
So one of you really brings down the mallet and the other one does not? Okay.
I turn up the heat, take him down to a sea vent, and I hold a little curse over the sea vent and I say, I'll do it! I'll do it this time. You and your little shenanigans, they don't come to a halt. Oh, boy, you're going to be over the sea vent until you're cooked, little boy.
Aww.
You've got to be harsh. You've got to be harsh with these children nowadays.
Does that usually do it? Does that teach them? Does that teach the child the lesson?
Well, if the lesson is to completely say whatever you need to do to get out of a dangerous situation, then yes, he learns that. He's learned that lesson. At least 17 sons over.
You have 17 sons?
No, they measure everything in sons for some reason, whether it's time or length.
I have 4,927 children.
What the fuck? 4,900 some kids?
Yes. Why do you think we've got to move this seawater?
And you were temporarily humoring taking me along with you?
What do you have 4,000 children? What's another one?
That's fair.
We will adopt you. Do you want to be adopted? I'll put this out there. If all of you would like to be adopted by us, we will adopt all three of you.
Oh.
Okay, 4,930. Sure.
Do you mind if we confer real quick?
Oh, take your time. It is a big step.
Yeah, that's a big step. Hold on. I just want to point out, that's a huge thing we just posed to you in the spur of a moment. I was feeling generous. The offer stands. But yes, take as much time as you need to come to it. That's not a thing you should come to easily.
We like to let people know immediately. Guys, huddle up.
Yeah, huddle up.
Okay.
Arnie, for 7.5 years, all you've wanted is a real family.
Now's your chance, Arnie.
You can finally be adopted.
That's true. I mean, I know I'm a big, tough guy, but that doesn't mean that I still don't need the support of two crab parents.
And also, built in, we have upwards of 4,900 some interviews built in.
Oh, I don't know. Do we really want to interview our siblings?
Oh, that's fair. Yeah.
Also, I gotta say, is it just while we're separated, I'm gonna run this by you because I don't know if it's rude. As much as they talk about how many kids they have, I just keep wanting to ask about crab sex. I just need you guys to talk me down. That's probably not something I want to ask about, right?
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah, I wouldn't go there. I don't think that's really necessary. I know it's one of your, like, hallmarks as an interviewer.
I'm just saying, so many interviews I've asked people about crab sex. They're not crabs. And it's always been like they're like, I don't fucking know.
Here's what you do. Replace sex with another word like salad. That way they can interpret it how they want and they can answer how they feel comfortable. Okay. We're being rude. We're in.
Yes, we're in.
Oh God, yeah. I wasn't expecting that reaction, quite frankly.
Hold on. Do you mind if we huddle up?
Sure, yeah, no, take your time.
We encourage it. We're very huddle positive.
Did I misread some signals? Because I swear to God that when our eyes turned around to each other, that I saw you were in.
Every time we go to a new place, Qantas, you offer to raise whoever we meet. And I just, I can't keep taking on these children. I'm so weary.
Okay, how about this? Let's make a deal.
What?
You don't have to... You don't have to give your crab milk to these boys.
Okay.
All right, one's a ghost anyway. I don't know if he even needs milk.
Well, he needs a soup to sit in, clearly.
So you, okay, how's this? Crab milk soup for Usador.
Okay.
The rest, no milk.
All right, milk for one. All right, I'll allow it. I'm
milk
in.
For, yes, milk for one.
Okay, okay. Well, come to me, my children.
Oh,
oh, thank you. I'm sorry, I couldn't help but overhear the end of that. If you put milk in here, it's going to be like more of a curry.
Oh, and I should stir you. You, sir, do you mind if I put this wizard boil in a simmer?
Yeah, you can simmer it. That's fine. I'm good. Okay.
Mom, Dad, I was wondering, how do you keep your crab cakes fresh?
Arnie, come on.
Feels a little rude.
Wow. Oh, I'm sorry. Wow.
To be completely honest, I overheard the huddle.
Uh-huh.
I know what you're really talking about.
Oh.
And I'll be honest, what I'm offended by is you didn't just ask us.
Oh, okay. I got some bad advice.
I think he did a pretty good job because he often asks these embarrassing questions about sex, and the guest gets upset. And I was afraid he was going to turn around after Chunk gave him that advice and say something like, "Do you have any salad in the butt?" You know, or something like that. And I was like, "Oh no!" I was just braced for the worst thing to happen. So that was better than I expected.
I think it is natural for children to be curious about what their parents do. So, you know, this question for me it does make sense in a lot of ways. And however, I also believe that even though you are my child, I did just meet you. So you don't get to know everything all at once.
Yeah,
I'll tell you that right now.
I'll tell you it's a 24/7 fuckfest.
Well, Qantas, he's not wrong.
That's the first time he didn't measure something in suns. That's the
24/7, that's fucking as the week is long.
Let's take a quick break. And I'll just like, calm down a little bit, and we'll be right back.
He might have meant the 24 giants and the 7 sons of the goddesses.
Oh, like the birds and the bees?
You got it.
Arnie, here's an idea. What if here at the tavern, the Strange Familiar, we have, maybe in the next couple months, we have a 24-hour fuckfest, but we call it a 24-hour crabfest, knowing that will attract a lot of crabs who fuck 24/7, like our friends here.
Yeah.
By the way, 24 harpies, 7 Medusa.
Yes, it's important to clarify. I think you could still have the fest.
It's
just know that the vibe will be different.
It's 17 suns long.
I see.
Got it.
I see. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So we have this 24-hour fuckfest. Is it going to be all you can eat?
Well, I would assume so.
But it's not crab you're eating. Do you understand the distinction?
Yeah, you're our children. This is no offense, but...
We don't want you there.
Yeah. Do your own.
Yeah, we want no part of it.
Well, I guess we'll have to leave then. I suppose we could spend some time up in our rooms.
Up in your rooms.
Up in your rooms.
It kind of works for any direction.
All I know is life is better up there.
Yeah. Sometimes it's better where I keep my sweaters up in my room.
Arnie, you have a sweater? I've never seen you wear it.
It's up in my room.
Put
it's
it on
here.
Some episode so we can fucking rip you apart for it.
Oh, I'd love to make fun of Arnie's sweater. I'm sure it has some sort of silly design on it, like a reindeer or a snowflake or something.
Like a frog with a top hat.
I wish.
Skis or something.
Oh, that sounds
good. Wait, a frog in a top hat and skis.
Oh, sorry, Dad. Fuck, you got me in trouble, Arnie. Nice one, slug.
Oh, don't hit him. You don't make your father take you down by the sea vent. I'll tell you that right now.
Sorry, Mommy. I'll be good.
Yeah, you gotta be careful, Chen, because you will drown a lot faster than their other children.
And can I say, Mommy, I love you so much, and I got you a little gift. This is actually from Usador and me. Arnie didn't chip in. It's a new perfume. It's called New Bay.
I have needed something. I've needed something, because you know how that other bay was. Thank you so much, Chunt. You're officially my favorite child for the day.
Oh, if you love it so much, Mommy, why don't you put some on?
Oh, I pitched in, too. I made the little card that goes on there that says to Mom.
Well, Usador, honey, Mommy doesn't like a try-hard. Okay?
Okay, well, I'll just sit here in this pot.
Yeah, also you were being overly precocious by putting the number 2 and then Mom.
I forgot how to spell the word 2 for a second.
Did you knock out your front teeth to be more adorable?
Look, I'm just doing the best that I can.
Look, Arnie, do you see what he's doing?
Yeah, well, look, Chunt, you gotta give Usador some slack. He's never had a parent before, not a real personified one.
Oh, yeah, his mom is like the birds in the rain and the something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a whale in there.
Part of him. Part of him is whale.
That's right.
Mommy, look. Look, I'm in the soup, Mommy.
Yeah, he is part whale because he's blubbering all over the place, this little motherfucker.
Look, Daddy, I'm in the soup.
Whales have blubber, just so we're all on the same page.
So it's sweet when Usador blubbers.
I don't know. I'm not going to assign any kind of adjective to it. I'm just saying.
Qantas, you wanted these children. You have got to give them some attention and love.
I've got 4,000 some odd kids. I gave them enough. What else do you want from me? Jeepers, creepers.
Daddy, Daddy, look at me, Daddy.
Great, once again I have a parent that's yelling, you wanted these children.
Oh, God.
Like you didn't want them to.
Qantas, you want anything to keep us busy so we don't have to look each other in the side of our eyes and realize we've got nothing in common anymore.
Dear Usador, make me a bird so I can fly far, far, far away from here. Dear Usador, make me a bird so I can fly far, far, far away from here.
This took a turn.
I'm sorry, children. Mummy's just a bit tired.
It's all right. I've been dead for a while. So I have a certain perspective on things, and I think that maybe taking on 3 new children right now seemed like the right move, kind of like when somebody gets a dog. But I think that actually what you need right now is not more responsibility, more people to care for, but rather to look at each other and to care for one another again.
And to get a dog.
Qantas? Hello?
Well, bros, Mom and Dad, should we answer some emails?
Yeah, might as well.
Never heard of them. I'm willing.
I guess I should have mentioned this before you agreed to adopt me. I'm from another world. We have electronic messages on my world. This is the kind of thing you should tell your parents. I've been recording this conversation the whole time. Probably should have told you that before.
Well, honestly, I don't know what the heck you're talking about. So, great. Good, bad, I'm not sure how to assign any kind of adjective to this thing.
Well, I say it's fine. Crabs have no legal system, so come at me.
Oh, great, another set of parents who don't understand what a podcast is.
Arnie, you're crying.
I know, it's okay. I'm a big, tough guy. Anyway, listeners, you can email us at magictavern@puppies.supplies. You can send us a message via our Patreon at patreon.com/magictavern. Here's an email. Arnie, Chunt, and Usador, and I'm sorry they didn't address this to you, Mom and Dad, wanted to reach out and say thank you for making such an entertaining and informative podcast. Of all the sound bites you've created, Chunt exclaiming, Bing Bong is the most meaningful to me. You see, through the last 2 years, I've experienced isolation, a military deployment across the world, and many various changes that can make life difficult. But throughout these times, I have been able to bond with a small group of friends in a way that is not dissimilar to the way you three have bonded. And weirdly enough, one of the quirks that my friends share with you guys is that we love to exclaim Bing Bong when something ridiculous or funny happens. And unbeknownst to them, I started that trend because of this podcast. Now, my friends don't know that I listen to this show, and I'm not sure they would relate to it as much as I. However, I will wrap up this roundabout message by extending my deepest gratitude for the help from you all. And anytime Usador needs help on a quest, you have my sword and shield, my friend. Bing Bong. Ben from San Diego.
Wow, oh. Ben, that's beautiful. And Arnie, you sort of cover your ears. Mom, Dad, cover your ears as well. Psst, hey, Ben, this is just for you. Bing bong. Okay, you can, how do you tell people to uncover their ears when they can't hear you?
What are you gesturing at us? I don't understand.
We should stretch. We should stretch out, holding our claws over our ear holes. What are you saying?
No, he wants us to extend our claws like a dad.
Yes, I know how to play the accordion.
How do I? No, that looks like my head's exploding. Here, let me just physically take their hands off their ear. Oh, there you go. And claws.
You. Oh,
great. Oh, sorry about that.
Oh, hello. Hello, what did we miss?
Now that everyone's ears are free, actually, Chunt, Usador, Mom and Dad, would you cover your ears so I can say something to Ben?
Sure.
Okay.
Ben, I hate to have to do this, but you're going to be hearing from our lawyers. Bing Bong is our proprietary content, and if you would at least tell your friends that you listen to the podcast, maybe they would like it. I mean, come on, man. But I appreciate the sentiment. Anyway, I'm just going to push everybody over and hope their hands come off the side of their heads.
I hit my head because I couldn't brace my fall with my hands.
My soup.
Jeepers creepers.
Oh, shit. Let's put the soup back in the... Oh, Usador, I think I cooked all the color out of your robes.
Oh.
Anybody want some wizard boil? Some blue soup?
Did you say lizard oil? I would love to trade you some seawater for lizard oil.
Oh, that is a good get.
Oh, I've got some lizard oil. Here you go.
Okay, one lizard oil for two seawaters.
Perfect. Oh, I'm going to gulp them right down. Oh, delicious.
Whoa, all your blue came back.
That's all it takes.
Wait, can you guys cover your ears so we can talk to Ben?
Sure.
Yeah, Mom. Yeah, Dad.
Are we in trouble? Wait, are we in trouble?
Cover your gosh darn ears.
Go ahead, Quantus, quickly. Ben doesn't have much time.
Ben, I gotta ask you. When you're sticking your sword, when you're in your phalanx and you're sticking your sword through an orc or something, is that when you're yelling out bing bong? Because I gotta say, great battle cry.
Uncover your ears.
I understood.
See, boys, yeah. You make it too complicated.
It's so weird how I was able to read crab lips.
Yeah, somehow with Mom, I just knew what to do.
Yeah.
It's the paternal bond.
Interesting.
Well, I suppose everyone else has done it, so I have to do it now, too. Everyone?
No. Okay.
Cover your ears, and I'll say something to Ben.
Is it all right, Usador, if I just leave? Like, we're kind of close to the end of the episode.
Yeah, just fuck off out of here.
Okay.
You gonna go fuck your sweater?
Right.
Sorry, that was rude. I'm sorry, that was rude.
Very good. No, that was
great. I can't believe you embarrassed me like that in front of my new mom and dad.
Well, you're going to get more of that.
I told you that in confidence.
We're sex positive. Do whatever, man.
That's true.
I mean, not in front of us.
Yeah, not in front of us. Don't speak of it, but go ahead and do it.
You sure you have something to say to Ben?
Yeah, if everyone can stop listening for a second. Ben, I really kind of got pigeonholed into doing this. Something that stuck out to me was you mentioned that you hadn't shared this information with your friends that you'd listened to the show. And we always encourage everyone to be their true selves. Why hide this from those who are closest to you? They may enjoy it. They may find it strange and unlistenable, as I do. But there's a very good chance that you'll bond even further by being your true self. Unless you got an ugly sweater upstairs like a dipshit. Hands off ears!
Whoa, my hands remove themselves.
It's my most effective spell. Well, Arnie's not here. Let's think about how we can end the show. Chun, why don't you sing that little song?
Oh, about the end of the show?
Yeah, that one.
The one that I wrote 8 years ago that I pitched to Arnie and he shut down?
Yeah, go for it.
Oh, finally. Okay. Had a blah, 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 blah. She brews a proper cup of coffee.
I had to come back. I just realized my laptop's almost out of memory. Gotta end the episode.
You'll hear that little song someday, listeners. Just as your Earth is compressed into a ball of hyperdense matter, as your weird yellow sun has what we call in the Dimensional Guardian world, a full-on diva meltdown. Usador the Blue was played by Matt Young. Shunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. The Crab Folk, Quantus and La Quinta, were played by special guests Andy Beckerman and Naomi Ekperigin. Check out their comedy relationship podcast, Couples Therapy. Also, watch Mythic Quest, a show Naomi co-stars and writes on, returning November 11th to Apple TV. If you'd like to see Naomi perform stand-up, she'll be at the Vermont Comedy Club November 11th and 12th. And now for your weekly browbeating that there's going to be a Hello from the Magic Tavern Winter Solstice live show in Chicago at Talia Hall on Saturday, December 17th. Link in the show notes for tickets. If you don't want to attend, do nothing. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. Faceless onlookers cheering in the background, like whoever those guys were in the temple at the end of Rise of Skywalker. People like Peter Spardelli. Ryan of the Woods Powell. Good grief, watch your back, Bombadil, you got competition. Daniel Hingross, he adds good luck pronouncing it. Don't need luck, Daniel, I got something called lack of interest in success. We've got Den with an exclamation point, Tara Bouchard, JC, loyalty, Keegan and Rosie, second exclamation mark of the day, diminishing returns, Amy Hawksmeyer, Amy says, like the bologna brand, are we all doing footnotes now? Roland Ring, Casey Hill, Julio, smiley face, Trounce, Maul the Witchling, Olivia Fletcher, Amanda Jenkins, Krista Rose, third exclamation point officially overdone, Tori French, and Nikki Crunch. All part of a complete breakfast. Patrons get ad-free versions of all episodes and at least two new bonus episodes each month. Here's a clip of the most recent bonus episode hosted by Minotaurs.
Well, hello, Lair. I'm Bull St. Clair, and this is my wife,
Claire St. Clair.
And you're watching Minotaurs on Masonry, Foon's premier home renovation program.
It's so nice of y'all to join us. We are so excited to go into hills, valleys, groves.
Towers? Do you live in a tower? Do you live in a pit? Do you live in a hovel? We will fix it up. I'm Bull St. Clair, a Minotaur, and this is my human wife.
Yeah. You know, I was going to get to it.
I know.
You know, we've been to a lot of different types of abodes, and I was just trying to create it like a cohesive
list of all
of them.
I'm sorry. I did not mean to step on it. It looked like you needed a hand.
You don't have hands.
All right. Well, it looked like you needed a hoof. All right. We are here. I'm seeing red here, baby.
Don't even
you
want to?
I need a moment. Okay. You intro the next one.
That bonus episode includes Chris Rathjen, Gretchen Eng, Kevin Soretta, and Brad Pike, or as I think of them, available that day. To hear the rest of it and learn more about supporting the show, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. This episode edited by Tim Joyce. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. We'll be right back.